Welcome to Inspired by Jimmy L, a podcast that inspires freedom through authenticity. Take our shows and use them, honey. Use them to listen to your gut, your intuition, and allow them to give you the courage to be free in every area of your life. We believe that success and happiness is a personal thing. Now redefine it on your terms. This show was designed to give you practical tips from realistic people who have decided to no longer keep up with the Joneses. Now your intuition is your roadmap, but this show is here to give you more courage to simply listen. And to add, we are not pleading for ratings and reviews, but please be sure to subscribe and share every single show if you are inspired. I'm your host, Jimmy Wormise. Now let's get into the show.
But there's something about groups of citizens who come together and say, certainly somebody's working on this, and then you find that no one is, and then you feel almost compelled to work on it. And that's really the way the Coliseum and the fairgrounds were for me. I helped stand up the Coliseum Coalition and Friends of the Fairgrounds, two different grassroots nonprofits to help figure this out for our city. And then the only difference is, you know, 4 years in, it started dawning on me that I needed to write about it. And I wanted to, and I founded the podcast because I want to learn from other champions of other lost causes so that I can see my own insights through a different lens. And of course, I can learn additional things, you know, like everyone's route on a project is different, right? So after my very first interview with my friend Ginger Spickler, who led the efforts to create Crosstown High within Crosstown Concourse, I definitely had like four more little mini chapterettes came out of me after talking to her. And it, you know, it kind of ratified the concept. You know, it's like, if I learn from others, it enriches my own writing and it enriches my own insights.
You know what, Mark, it's really interesting that you brought that up, because it's so much that I really want to talk to you about. And honestly, yeah, it really gears back to exactly how you just articulated that in regards to having the groups of, I guess, citizens coming together. And what's really coming to my mind right now, I know I heard an interview with you. You were recently over in Dubai, or earlier this year, you were in Dubai on work with St. Jude's. And I remember you talking about this big, huge collaboration, but on a global scale, right?
Sure.
So as a leader, obviously within your community or in our community, thank you very much. But as a leader, how can you possibly, and I get it on a global scale, because that's probably, for me, it's probably a little bit more complicated, especially having the different cultures and the different backgrounds attempting to come together, and not to mention the different egos. Okay, so but as a leader here locally and wanting to get the community together and still dealing with that diverse group of people, how can you get them to see that bigger picture?
Well, it's an interesting thing, and that's one of the things that I'm curious about, and I don't think I've found the 100% the right answer yet, but I've started to get at it. And by that, what I mean is this. A team of champions that comes together to address a particular lost cause, when they make that cause theirs and they decide to work on it, it's interesting how a real cast of characters – materializes out of the ether. And there is a spectrum of types within the ranks of activists and advocates. You've got people who want to make a picket sign, go up to City Hall, protest, and solve the darn thing. We're going to solve it today, right? And I think and that's a beautiful thing. And certainly our country and the world has a fine tradition of civic dissent, right? Like there is a time and a place to say this will not stand. It's time to lay down in the road. It's time to do a radical action, right? So at the outset of our particular cause, a lot of those people who are the more, I would say, you know, like what most people would call it, the rabid activists, they were really present on our cause, right? But over time, you find that those people, and this is not a diss on them at all, and it's with great respect that I say this, over time, they get frustrated with the pace of change, and they think, in other words, the agitation phase is over, and they want to go find the next project that needs some agitation. So they usually check out of your group, you know, like they're like, but here's the value of having done this for almost 5 years, because I've learned that those people who check out after, say, the first 6 months of effort, you know, they might say, well, look, this pace is too slow for me, or they might think, well, I admire your effort, but gosh, I think it looks like the fix is in and you guys are, you know, are doomed, or whatever they say. They find the exit door and they take up another project. Now, here's the interesting corollary. Later on, a year later, you're going to run into them at the drugstore or the grocery store, and they'll be like, hey, man, you know, how's it going with the Coliseum? And you tell them, hey, well, actually, we've done this, thus and so. We're working constructively with the city. And over time, these people circle back with you. It's not that they stop caring about your issue. It's just like their phase is over. They're through doing what they want to do, and they want to go agitate on another issue. So those type of activists are very necessary to get your issue elevated and to get you into orbit, so to speak. But over time, it's those of us who are more willing to play the longest of long game.
When you are being called to act, when you are being called for a mission, be brave, be a little vulnerable, be you, but act. Don't let that moment or that opportunity pass you by. Act. And everything else that's supposed to be will be. And I love what he said toward the end of this clip. Be in it for the long haul. Be in it because you know this is your mission. This is your destiny. Be in it because you can see the end results. Be in it. Oh, I love that. But anyway, no matter what you're doing, make sure you're not doing it just because I've asked. Do it because of you. Don't do it trying to keep up with the Joneses, honey. Do it because it's authentic and most unique to you. I love you guys as always. I'll see you first thing in the morning on Instagram, LinkedIn, and TikTok. See ya.